What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi. I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Situation Trend Normal, All Fucked Up.
Hey.
We are coming off a bit of a tech snafu.
Yeah, don't worry about it. It's all good.
We figured it out. I'm still like decompressing, you know, my shoulders are still lowering. Yeah,
we had that moment where I was like, oh no. And just for full disclosure, we thought we deleted everything in a secure file thing. And it's back though. Okay, now we're back. Your parents are fine. We came out of that room. I know we were yelling in there, but now we're back out. And hey, let's open some presents.
Yeah. Shout out to Super's producer, Trisha and Becca. Getting to the bottom of it. All right. Well, I am Jack. You are Miles. And it is hashtag International Women's Day. And yeah, a lot of bad PR stunts.
As you would expect. On any kind of day that is like trying to bring awareness to like a real world issue, namely any kind of inequality, the gender gap, and then or even like just like it was with racial justice, people are like, we got to get in on this. We got to get in on this. And it's not for the right reason. So, yeah, some wonky stuff comes out.
There was a pay gap app that. Basically, every time somebody, a corporation tweeted in support of International Women's Day, they just would let people know, you know. So Access Hollywood, you ain't never had a woman like me, International Women's Day, with a picture of Adele. And Gender Pay Gap Bot responded, in this organization, women's medium hourly pay is 23.2% lower than men's. And yeah.
Okay, well, surely not... Let's see, the South Wales police, who's also posting in solidarity of hashtag IWD, in this organization's women's median hourly pay is 21.7% lower than men's.
And then somebody was doing the good work of responding to or just collecting all the ones where corporations deleted their original tweet to try and get off of this page. There's a lot of, this tweet is unavailable.
Yeah, like IBM? Holy shit.
Right. Oh, no.
I think that's what's always like so like frustrating at times when you see these gigantic companies like try and participate in anything that's about equity, equality, social justice. It's like, you're the fucking destroyers, man. No one gives a fuck what you think.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure in those marketing departments they do.
Yeah. Pandemic time. Is trending. BuzzFeed did an article that was just a list of it's not really an article, it's more of a tweet thread that they put in article form, but it is just a series of pictures and sentence fragments being like, damn, and this was right before the pandemic. This too. I mean, that seems like it was longer ago than that, right? But, you know, it's just, we're coming up on the 2-year anniversary of lockdown.
Yeah, holy shit.
For some people, I never locked down, personally.
No, we wasn't.
Yeah, I'm not going to let them make me scared.
Right,
exactly. Their scamdemic. But
you're gonna go to the roller skating rink no matter what.
I mean, you cannot stop me from roller skating badly and falling down so much that I get a growth on my arm for all of sixth grade. But so the ones that actually stuck out to me as like, man, I did think that was sometime a decade ago was the Jennifer Lopez Shakira Super Bowl halftime show.
Yep.
Definitely felt longer ago.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, Tiger King feels really like a really long time ago. I know that like that is overtly connected to the beginning of the pandemic because it was like the viral thing, but like it just really feels like it was forever ago.
Right. There's just like when they're saying like Parasite, that was right before the pandemic. I'm like, fuck.
Does that feels like a long time ago to you?
That felt like ages ago.
So like two of the last big meme things right before movie wise were also Cats being bad.
Yeah.
Which feels like a long time ago. And J-Lo getting robbed from a acting nomination for Hustlers.
Yep.
Parasite, for whatever reason, feels about right to me.
I just, everything, I don't know. It's hard for me to look at this and really kind of analyze like how far it feels, like how far along we are.
Yeah.
But wow, like the Lil Nas X Grammys right before, like when he won right before the pandemic in his pink cowboy outfit, that I don't know, everything just feels like 1 year also.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it feels like a long time while also just feeling like compressed time when I'm like 2020, 2021 were 1 year.
Yeah.
Like that's, and in a way, that's how I'm experiencing time. So don't ask me what my secret is.
Yeah. And the phrase social distancing did not exist in our vocabulary. We had never heard that. And so up next we have Biden crypto. He's going to be the crypto president. I could actually see him really falling for this shit.
I mean, yeah. Like he's like, you got to buy these Raytheon NFTs. Like what? help our soldiers with this fucking drone. NFT. But yeah, he's poised to sign an executive order regarding the regulation of crypto. And they say, quote, the order will ask the State Department to make sure that American cryptocurrency laws align with those of U.S. allies. It also reportedly asked the Financial Stability Oversight Council to investigate any financial concerns they might have, and also will request the Justice Department to look into whether a new law is needed to create a new currency. So yeah, we'll see. It's, here comes some analysis and regulation. They say a lot of it is coming like on the heels of them being concerned with Russia using cryptocurrency to sort of sidestep sanctions. But I'm sure there's also a group of greedy people who are like, hold on. How do we blunt this a little bit?
The whole point of crypto, right, is to be like unregulated and be an alternative to like bank and government control. So my guess, this won't go over huge.
I can't wait till Elon starts tweeting about this.
Right. He's going to be pissed.
Oh, hell yeah.
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. Now, this is a show for the no sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. If you ever felt like you were always too much this while also never being enough that, this is the podcast for you. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more via my own personal stories, along with interviews with inspiring thought leaders from our community. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community that you need to know. So much of what makes our community so beautiful is our diversity, yet too often, those of us who don't fit into this dumb, stereotypical box of whatever it means to be Latino are left without a voice or just forgotten about. On this show, I celebrate the uniqueness of our culture and invite you to walk in your authenticity. Listen to Life as a Gringo as a part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
And we're back. And it was another one of those Apple events that, again, seemed to exist for me outside of space and time, where, like, you know, you could tell me probably a week from now, it's the annual Apple event. And I'd be like, oh, shit. Yeah. That seems about right.
Oh, cool. The iPad still looks like that. What else?
That was the theme of this year's presentation.
Tim
Cook saying, What else?
Tim Cook live on stage in his one man show. What else? all right. This is a new, got a new iPhone color. What else?
This one,
new Mac Mini.
This batch of products looks different to me than any of the other kind of.
What's catching your eye?
The color scheme of the poster jacket.
The same shapes.
Yeah.
It's just new colors.
It's just they put it in a new color thing that makes it look like it's kind of from the 80s or something.
Right. You know what's funny for me? I would have been more impressed if they just tweaked the shapes.
Yeah.
I'd be like, oh, that's different. They're like, it's still a fucking iPad. And I'm like, yeah, but it's like oblong kind of on
it's
one
shaped
side.
Like a minion? Whoa.
Yeah. Your kids are gonna love this. But yeah, not, I mean, I get it. If you're like really into processor speeds, then sure, like there's the new MK Ultra or whatever the fuck chip they call it, M1 Ultra.
MK Ultra.
I don't know. Everything, again, I'm just really disappointed. Everything looks the same, so therefore it's not registering with my brain.
I'm sorry, but what is M1 Ultra? What is that?
It's like their fastest new processor.
Got it.
Brian, super producer Brian, was like reading into it. It's like they're basically just like mashing together the M1 that was like their fastest like non-Intel processor that they had previously. Mm-hmm. And they're saying, you know, in his sort of distillation of it, was like they're just kind of gluing them together to make a super M1 processor.
I mean, the name does not lie. It's an M1 Ultra, baby. And the iPhone 13, is this a new iPhone?
No, it's a new color. They're just putting a new color for it.
Wow.
And the iPhone SE is new, but they've dabbled in the past with this like sort of like low, like bottom tier iPhone that's like plastic. But I guess now at this point, even like the lowest tier iPhone is more powerful than like the older phones. It doesn't matter. I hold on to my iPhones until like there's significant changes. Right. Otherwise, I can't. Like, even like when I look at even now, like I switched from like a 8 or whatever to an 11, and then even when 12 and 13 coming out, I'm like, I don't know, okay, the camera's like more litty, but like I don't need to do like amateur x-ray, you know, like work with my phone. So
yeah,
thanks.
And that's the only way to do it, because that's the only way to really appreciate the upgrade, is when you're like coming from 5 years ago's iPad or iPhone and it's like,
right,
you know, running slow because it can't like keep up and there's just a little smoke coming out of it.
Yeah,
exactly. That's when you want
a wee bit.
Yeah. Well, here's one that I think you and I both helped get trending, and that is hashtag impeach Biden now, baby.
Oh, yeah. Come on now. Get him out of here.
I think they're going to succeed. I think they're going to get him this time.
Get him. I'll be like, he lies. Get him out. This is just another, you know, bit of, I don't know, Twitter brigading to get a hashtag trending, but like now it seems like the like more the like liberals are just going on and taking over the hashtag, be like, oh, impeach Biden for what? Great jobs report, economy rocking. You're like, oh my god, save your fucking breath.
This economy rocks, you guys. Retweet if you agree.
Okay, where do you live? Oh, like my grandmother, she had this beach house in like Florida, but she died and gave it to my cousin. And so like we live there now. Mm-hmm. But like the economy is rocking, folks.
Yeah.
Don't ask what the pay is and whether or not, like the new study that came out, that 64% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck now because of inflation. But yeah,
is the motivation like so behind this trending hashtag, as if there is any, but like are people complaining about gas prices? Gas. Is that mainly where it's coming from?
It's gas. And everyone's like, hey, asshole, like, you know, you drive a Ford 950 pickup truck with like a 70 gallon tank. It's horribly inefficient. Like, what do you expect? Like, I think that's why I feel like that's why in 2008, most of my like friends who were struggling at the time, a lot of them were like, I'll never drive anything less than a hybrid after how much fucking gas cost back then. And right. Many of them like are in hybrids now. And I guess a lot of people had missed that memo and they started rolling coal and shit.
I saw a pretty good conspiracy theory, tweet length conspiracy theory, that this is all part of Biden's plan to switch to Venezuelan gas because he's trying to make a new world order where the US's best friends are Venezuela and Cuba. Because I think you take a look at history and you say the one thing is that America is too friendly to Cuba. And
yeah,
I think we can all agree on that.
Cuba's dope as fuck. They have their shit together. Cuba's that friend that our mom should have let us hang out with.
Oh yeah, yeah, for
sure.
They're
like, don't hang out with him. His dad's on drugs. And they're like, but in their house, they're eating good. And everyone's like in AP classes. They're like, dah! Ignore them. Ignore them. They like share with like other people in the neighborhood who like don't have as much. Like they're sick.
Because they're communists. And so are the AP classes, I guess, now. And then Turning Red, new Pixar movie, is getting the best reviews I think I've seen for a Pixar movie since, you know, your Toy Story 3, Inside Out, that generation of Pixar movies.
I thought people really liked Encanto.
That's not Pixar, bro. Wow.
Oh, it's not? Wow. Who's that?
That's Disney. That's just a Disney animation, like, you know.
But it's still cartoon. It's still computer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All of Disney animation has switched to that at this point.
I'm old and dumb. I don't even know what the difference is.
You should really feel embarrassed, man.
Brian, cut this all out, man. I can't have people knowing I don't know the difference between Pixar and Disney. Encanto mob's coming for you.
But anyway, it looks good. It looks very weird compared to, like, just based on the storyline. It's about a person who turns into a giant red panda. And
what about Coco? Since Coco got good reviews, right? That's Pixar.
I think Coco's great. Coco was, I guess, the one after Inside Out. And the AV Club gave it a flat A, like best review they really give. And the last one to get that from them, I think, was Toy Story 3. But they didn't like Coco, which is their problem, dude.
You're not crying at Coco. Come on now.
Yeah.
What's wild is I caught Coco and I watched Soul. And because I thought it'd be Black Coco, but it wasn't. But that's okay. It's just the way they played it. But you still owe us a Black Coco. And I haven't seen Luca though either. You see Luca?
Yeah, it's just okay.
Tepid.
It's just like very light and like fun, but not.
Could have been fucking grittier. You know what I mean?
I don't know, man. WALL-E is top 10 movies for me overall. So that's. I feel like there's some great shit in there. Some really hardcore commentary on
the fucking killer shit,
future man. Of humanity, dude. But anyways, yeah, Luca just feels like it's verging on being like on the level of a lot of other kids' entertainment.
Oh, and like the thing where it's like they just won't come out and say that this person is gay potentially, or that's
right.
Like the subtext.
There's also that, yeah.
And hey, we're very LGBTQ plus friendly here, but we will never say gay or acknowledge that anything gay exists in our movies.
How we go about instituting that change is by having unspoken messages in our movies while donating to people who try to use who start conversion therapy,
right.
Jesus exactly. Summer camps.
Our method is be very subtle in the movies and then be very overt with our donations for people who are the architects of this this new erasure of LGBTQ people.
Yeah. Anyways, it's this new one is about a Chinese Canadian girl, and the reviews indicate it's great, like representation at a much needed time, and it takes place in Toronto, so good. Hey. Canadian representation as well.
Hey, we know a little bit about that.
Hey, brother, I know.
Last
I know
live that. Show.
That's right. Think about the last that was, live show.
That was our last live show until the pandemic. See, what we need to do is start having some between peaks live shows where we know, like, just that we're getting the rhythm of the pandemic. We're like, all right, it's downward. Here, get a live show. Fuck it, really quick though. We got to be in and out.
Get on that NBA. Whoever is telling the NBA like when to open and all that shit.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. All right. Well, those are the things that are trending on this Tuesday. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Oh, hi. I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to a Cross Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.